Sweetest friends, we are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our previous shir. This is the third shir we were discussing. We're discussing the Kenyan Kedushin. Is it a Kenyan Mamish or is it not Mamish a Kenyan? We saw a possible Machlokas, we taught Rosville about Stadim, and whether there's Gazel by Ishis Nakri or not. That was the pillar post we saw in the previous shir. And now we're continuing, and as we promised in the end of the previous shir, or we mention the end of the previous year, we like to discuss Das Rabbeisu Shel Rashi and Ksubis on 3b. And again, this is the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Kvoid Kedushas, Admor Mi Kloisenberg, Zecher Tzadik for Kadosh Levracha. He is explaining now the Das Rabbeisu Shel Rashi in Ksubis 3a. It says, Kol Mekadesh Adati the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Anybody who's Mekadesh is Mekadesh Al Das Chachamim. And Vafkina Rabbanan, the Kedushin Mine. And the rabbis were Mafkia, the Kedushin. Because in Torah, we say Yesh Onis Begit Onis is valid. It's a valid Taina to be Mevata Leget. But the rabbi said it's not. Because it's newest, and the Prus like the Gemara says. So we see that Midoy Raisa, it is. Since you say Yesh Onis Begitten, and therefore they're still married, and we say the Rabbanan Ein Onis Begitten, and we undo the marriage. Could it be that Midaraisa they're married, but Midarabbanan they're not? The answer is called Mekadesh Dat Rabbanan Mekadesh, and the rabbis were Mafkia the Kiddushin. So Vina said to Ravashi, okay, it's very good for Kaddish Bekaspa. What about Kaddish Bebia? Rashi says, why Kaddish B'Kaspa is okay. I heard from my rabbis that they explain that Kaddish B'Kaspa is okay because that's only Kiddushin D'Rabbanan. But you can't say that. Because if it's only D'Rabbanan, how do you give Skila when a woman's Mizana when she's Miskadeshes B'Kiddushay Kesef? Or if you Chulin Lazar Al Shigagasan, and also if somebody has to, a married woman has to bring a carbon on doing an Avera B'Shoigig, if she does a rias b'shogeg, she brings a carbon. Mapitam. It's only with the Rabbanan. It says chulin b'azara. So as Rashi has a very stark kasha on Rabbi Yosef, that how can you say that kedusha kesef is the Rabbanan, when if that's true, how do you give skila after kedusha kesef? The Gemara says kedusha kesef. I understand how it doesn't work. The rabbis were mafkid because it's only the Rabbanan. The rabbis came off give it. What about Bia? What do you mean Kedusha? Rashi says that his Rabbi Yosef says it. That Kedusha Kesef is the Rabbanan. Since it's the Rabbanan, the rabbis can be mafkia. Because it's only the Rabbanan. Mechi, how can you say that it's only the Rabbanan? So we have to really do everything we can to be miyashiv. Devrei HaKadoshim Shel Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi. And there are those who say that that's also Shittas HaRambam at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. Tash b'tzchelik aleph siman aleph daf gimel tur beis. So that's our job. Our job is to find some type of yishuv for Shitas Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi. So it appears as follows. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, writes that before Matan Torah, a man would meet a woman in the marketplace. And if they both want to get married, so he brings her into his house, and they have bia. They have bia, bo'ola beinu lebein atzma. Then she's going to be his wife. And once the Torah is given, the Jewish people are commanded that if a man wants to marry a woman, first he has to be kind to her. None of this, you meet her in a bar, you meet her at a party, and you say, let's be married, let's go home. And that's it, you go home and you're married. No more of that. Now, it doesn't work like that anymore. Now the avodah is, first you have to be kind to her, and then you can be married. And what are the three ways of being kind to her? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. That's the Rambam. Now as follows. When you buy an object before Matan Torah, Bevadai, they would buy Bekesef, Kedushin 14b, Ovechol Kinyano Bekesef, Toysis there, and Kinyan Shtar La'akum, because it says that with the money already it works. You know, there's no Kinyan Shtar for Goy. So before Matan Torah, money was the Kinyan. So we can say that the Gabe Isha also. Hagam She'ein. Shaykh ba'akum, gather issues, You're right, Goyim don't have a gather of Ishus, but Kiddushei Kesef. Nevertheless, he was koined a woman with Kesef. And somebody else who was with her is going to be B'chai Mischaiv Misa Mitin Gezel, like we saw in the previous shir. You make a Kenyan, there's Gezel. According to Rashi and Ran, not everyone holds that way we saw in the previous shir. So right now we have that if you give a woman money, even a guy, so he's koiner. Because that's how all their kenyanim work, through kesef. So kesef does make a kenyan. And he can also take her own, be his wife. She's his wife, but he could also give her money. That's how they make their kenyanim. Chuvus chasim sofer, yeredea simin shai, and divor maskel omnom levavi, writes that if the Torah not be mechadish any kenyan, haya ben noig sheba oilam adam koinem mechaveru b'maos, shea pareelo mashisnu b'neim, v'choy leo kech mekho l'soch, base over a shoe subzaning mark in a blue suffix or pickbook. I'm not in the Torbinus Hachu Kinyanam Hudashim. Lahuda Bekesef Bali Shikach Dover. A Nikin Eliado Klau Lidach Bemeshicha. So, what happened was originally you just give money. And the Torah Napi Machadish any Kinyan. Then when a man gives somebody else money, he gives him money, and then he takes the object home, he takes the item home that he bought. And that would finish the kinyan without any shilas, without any sveikas, and without any pikpukin. However, the Torah was given, and now kinyanam are mischadesh. So he can just be, one person can just give money to the other person, or the other person just does mishicha. So that's how it works now. The Torah was Mischadish Kinyanim. And he writes a similar Svar Linyan Kinyan Situmta, B'chama Koimais, Shin Yadalit, Shin Yadzayin, Shin Yadches, and Chasim Sofer. That Nitna Torah v'Nischadshu Kinyanim. But there's certain Kinyanim that are agreed upon Kinyanim. Like Sintusa is agreed upon Kenyan, that's the Kenyan Asaychur. They agree as a Kenyan. Just so before Matan Torah, it was an agreed upon Kenyan that Reuven gives Shimon money, and Shimon takes the item home and Shalom al Yisrael. Today we have no Kenyanim, just money is enough, just giving money, just Mashiach. But before Matan Torah, it wasn't like that. But there's a certain notion of Kenyanim that everybody agrees upon as being valid Kenyanim. So we can say the same thing, Af Anu Neymar, Meken Zagan Eichit, Anachem Yechidim Gamlomar. But as far as being Kaina and Isha Bekesef, so that remained as it was before Matan Torah. And as even if Torah hadn't been given, you can still, I give you money and I take the item, and you take the money, I take the item home, it's a Kenyan. So too, just like before Matan Torah, I give a woman money and she's mine. So after Matan Torah also, it remained like that as well. For Goyim, that you can give a woman money and she's yours. If anyone sleeps with her, it's Gezel. Well, the Dasra Baisav Shel Rashi, that the Xereshev of Kicho Kicho is an Asmachta. Nevertheless, just like by Akum, Afilu Shebe Kesef Lo Nasa Gadr Chibor V'Yishus, Mikom Ukom Havi Ishto L'chai B'achar Abba Ala Mishum Gezel, Hachinami Kishinit Natari L'Yisrael, Hare L'Hachmer Aleim Nitan V'lo L'Hakol. So the Das, the Rabbis of Rashi, that the Xereshev of Kicho Kicho is not an Asmachta, it's a Rak Asmachta. Because it's only the Rabbon. So Kicha Kicha is only an Asmachta. Nevertheless, since by Akum, Afilu Shebekesif, by Goyim, there's no Chibur, there's no Ishus. Because for a Chibur, you need to have relations. He needs to take her home, and they have to be together like man and wife are together. But as far as somebody else being chayiv and sleeping with her, that's going to be gezel just by giving her money. So there's no gedder of chibur and ishus, but there is a gedder of kinyan when he just gives her money. So too, when the Torah was given to the Jewish people, hare lahachmir aleim nitan, v'loy lahakol, we can't be more makel on the Jews after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah made us more frum, not less frum. Gave us more laws, not less laws. It was more strict with us, not less strict with us. Like Rashi writes in Sanhedrin 59a, When they went out of the Gedder of the Neinoyach, it was Liskadish. It was to become holier and not to be Mekel. And therefore, even by Yisrael b'kedusha kesef, since he was kind to her to be living like man and woman, so she's included in the wife of your fellow. So she's not kigufoy mamish b'torah as ishus min ha-torah, because kicha is only an asmachta. But there is an element of kinyan here, even min ha-torah. She's not kigufoy mamish le'inyan ishus b'torah as ishus, as a male-female type relationship. However, because again, kicha is only an asmachta. However, what is she? Yes. She is yes. She does belong to him. He did make a kinyan. He paid money. And therefore, if somebody else has beer with her, he's going to be chayv mishu mesus chaver mitaris kinyana, just like a guy, lamish. A brilliant mahalach of the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe, who was not choshed on not being brilliant. He's a avada, was a guy in Ireland. So you hear what he's saying? What he's saying is that just like by a guy, before man Torah, he can just give a woman money and take her home, give a woman money, and acquire her, just like you can acquire anything with money. So too, Jews were also going before man Torah, right? So that was what we did to do also. So that doesn't change. Now man Torah, we're coming to be machmer, and it's not to be mekel. So the chumrah is that in order to have a gedder of ishus, of chibur le'ishus, that you have a sexual relationship, man-woman. So for that, you have to make a proper kinyan, kesef, shtar, and bia. With two eidim, v'chule. So that's definitely true. But what Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi, our understanding, our learning, l'chora, according to what we're saying now, is that, in other words, Rashi, they said that their kesef is only an asmachta. Kichi is only an asmachta, the whole kesef is derabbanan. When is kesef derabbanan? Kesef is derabbanan, they have a chibur of ishus through kesef. And for the kash of Rashi, Rashi says, how do you have skill on being with this woman? And you have skill on being this woman because not mitzad the din of Matan Torah. Midin Matan Torah after Matan Torah. So nothing changed. There's still no chibur of ishus through kesef, but it's midin pre-matan Torah. Pre-matan Torah, when he gave her money, anyone else slept with her, it's usher. She's his wife's friend. It's gezel. It's kinyana. It's eshes amisecha. So that's why, for the kasha of Rashi, Rashi said, if it's only derabbanan, what are you giving a guy skila when he sleeps with her for? The answer is because it's no less than pre-matan Torah. We're not coming to be mekel. Pre-matan Torah also, it was considered sleeping with your friend's wife. You were over in Shevet Mitzvah Noach if he would have given her money. So, in a chinam, he could also take her home and be husband and wife. But just giving her money is already enough. Gives her money, like we saw in the previous year, it'd be mishamish me, whatever. Do my laundry, make me dinner. We'll pretend we're husband and wife, we'll play husband and wife. Even if he doesn't touch her, but still, he's made a kinyan, he bought her. He bought her, So anyone who's as a wife, anyone who sleeps with her, is for a guy is over on Gezel, and now for a Jew, now that the Torah was given, it's Chayv Skila, because she's his wife. He bought her, paid for her. Just when the Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi said that it's only mitorah as asmachta, that means the chibur of ishus by kesef. That's an asmachta. For example, bia is not bia is mamish the real deal. The real McCoy, as they say in Spanish. So the fizeh yesh chiluk bin kedushay kesef lekedushay shtar ubia. That kedushay kesef is only begether kinyan, like you're buying an object, and not begether rishus, according to Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi. But shtar and bia, kishenit natar v'nischat shalocha dechiyik achish isha, It's begeder ishus v'loy kinyan. How gefaltic is that, Rabbi said? Like the Chasim Sofer writes that we saw in the previous year, that it's gzeiras hakosav. That be'ofen zeh, when he gives her money, she becomes his wife. That's the gzeiras hakosav. That's what the Torah says to do it. It's begeder ishus, it's not a kinyan. That's what we saw in the previous year. Some say it's a kinyan, some say it's ishus. Chasim Sofer says it's not a proper kinyan, it's just gzeiras hakosav. That's ishus, now you're allowed to have a sexual relationship as man and wife. So nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. The kikach isha shisha, davi begeder ishus for lo kinyan. Now, it's begeder ishus and not a kinyan. Be'achilik bezeh dimu begeder kinyan, chol abad limchol kinyana. It's like we saw in the previous year from the Yad Shel. If it's a kinyan, the husband can be moichel is kinyan. Or when you separate, he can say, go away, and you're on your own. Harayat la'atzmeichum is bata la'kinyan. So, Hashem came b'shtar u'biyah, havi megeder chibur v'yishus. V'tzorech get krisus. And Mashen came, when it comes to Shtar and Bia, that's Chibur Nishus, that you need to get Krisus. So again, when it comes to Kesef is just a Kinyan. Just like it was before Matan Torah. And now after Matan Torah, we have Shtar and Bia, which mamish maker, that's begeder kinyan ishus. The kesef is not begeder kinyan ishus. The kesef is just begeder kinyan. Like the Chasim Sofer says, that it's xeris hakosev, that you give this money, she's married. That's how she becomes his wife. So when you give money, there's a kinyan, and anybody who sleeps with her is going to be chayav skila. But it's not a chibur of ishus. Midoraisa. Only midorabanan it is. And when it comes to Shtar and Bia, that midoraisa is a chibur of ishus. And therefore you need a get, whereas for Kesef you don't need a get midoraisa. Only midorabanan. And the rabbis of Rashi hold that's the Indian Afkin Rabbanan the Kedusha Mine. This is like he could be Mochel be Mavata the Kinyan, the Chum can also be Mavata. He can have Grabez and have to be Mafki as Maman and his Kinyan as Isha. Never the Gemara says, I understand, Kintani Kaddish Bekaspa, which is only Begeder Kinyan. The rabbis can be Mafkia that, but Kaddish Bebiya, which is Begeder Ishus for Chibur. How do the rabbis Mafkia that? Begeder Kinyan, I understand. Because just like he can be Moichel his and Mivatel his Kinyan, the Chum can also do it. But how do they Mivatel the Ishus? But calls man that she's Tachtov, and he wasn't Moichel, and he doesn't send her away. So, Even Rabbi Sharashi will admit that in Minatora, Asur Bekidushe Kesef Kuma Kodem Matan Torah. So, Nochamal, we had a kasha. The kasha was, how Rabbi Sharashi going to explain Kaddish Bekaspa? That Kaddish Bekesef is only Dirabonan. If you get skila for that, or a carbon, she has to bring a carbon. As a married woman, after Kedusha Kesef, she doesn't have air. How can you get the skila and bring a carbon? You know, there's no... it's not the oraisa. So the answer is, no. It's like Kesef before Matan Torah. You can buy the item and take it home. So there's no chibur of ishus, but there is a type of kinyan, and therefore anybody who sleeps with her is going to be chayiv misa. And the chiddush of Shtar and Bia is that's a chibur vishus medaraisa. Nidna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. But Kesef, nothing changed with Matan Torah because it remains the Rabbanan. In the Torah's Kesef is in the money, in the Torah's only in Asmachta. But nevertheless, even though it's only an asmachta, it's still going to be a chi of misa, and there is a type of kinyan, just not a kinyan of for ishus, but it's a kinyan that nobody else is allowed to sleep with her. It's like if a guy would acquire her, it would be gezel, if anyone else was with her. So too, if the Jew acquires her and anybody else takes her, so then it's chayv misa. And that's the Gemara's point. The Gemara says, I understand how the rabbis were mafkia kesef, because just like the husband can be mochel, the rabbis can also be mochel on the money. They can also say hefker beis and hefker. What are they going to do with the kedusha, the shtar and the bia? The chibur vishus. Now we saw in the first shir, we saw Tesvis, the beginning of the Masechta, who says that there are two perushim around Mekudeshesli, there are Surakriyama Kehekdesh, or Miuchedesli Mezumanesli. So maybe it's telling the Machlokas Rambam Raivit, Ishus 1:4, that according to the Rambam, Mr. B.S. Pinuy is Menatara, Losia Kedeshim Ibnos Israel. And he writes, therefore, call Aboyal Isha, the Shem Znus, but like Kedushin, like a Menatara, Lafisha Baal. Kedesha. Isser bias pinuya, having beer with a single girl, is menatara, osia kedesha mebinos Israel. And therefore, anybody who's bol and isha, the shame's nus, without kedushin, he gets malchus menatara, because he's bol a kedesha. The chayvet argues and he says, nah, single girls only dirabanan. Aimenos ekelim, tur shachanor, chavin ezer, 26. So we can say that if the isser pinuya is menatara, like the Rambam holds, so then Mekudeshesli means Miuchedesli and Mezumenes Bishvili. Until now she was asked to him through Kedushin, she's Mezumenesla. Because in Minatara she was Asura. And now she's not. Now she's Mezumenesla. According to the Raven and the other Poskim in Minatara, you don't need Kedushin to be mad to her and to invite her to him. So Minatara, ain't mamash b'lashon azu. There's no mamashis in this lashon. What do you mean? You're miuchedesli, mizumenesli. Kilu you were asura before, and now you're allowed to me. Mapitom. You weren't asura before. So why should the rabbis be mitakin such a lashon? Therefore, must be that they're saying you're asura to the whole world for me, because of me. That's a possibility, and what we still have to do is we have to explain a lashon of the Rambam in Ishus over there in the first parak. He soiser himself to Hilchos Nara Besula 2:17. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir we will be miyashik that, and we're going to see one of flows mitaras Hashem. What can I tell you, Rabbi Say? Is this super geschmack of adidas? So, thank you so much for listening. Bezrat Hashem, anachon namshich. בשמחה ובטוב לבב מרוב כל, והקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא עלינו רחמים וחמלה ואהבה, ונראה עין בעין בשוב השם ציון. Thank you so much for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.